KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 94. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 66. Tomorrow, high of 95. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 81.
Norma Simmings now, the Tuesday Cure stripped away in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 1 pound packages of strawberries for $2.49. It's now the Tuesday Cure stripped away downtown Mankato.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is a name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, 24-hour record service, plus car and truck dent repair, rust repair, to full refinishing. They can also replace your windshield, do chip repairs, spray in bed liners, AC system repair, and recharge and auto repair. Call 534-1982 for a free estimate. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, giving your vehicle the TLC it needs.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Children are more at risk of heat stroke or death because their body temperature rises up to 5 times faster than adults, even on cooler days in the summer. This is why the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and emergency responders remind parents and caregivers to never leave a child in the car. Children suffer heat stroke in cars primarily from 3 preventable actions. First, don't forget you have a child in the back seat of a car, said KDOT Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman. Next, don't leave a car unlocked even at home, where children may wander off and gain access to that car. And don't knowingly leave a child in a car thinking a cracked window or quick stop will be okay. Safety information will be shared with the public from July 8th through the 21st to increase awareness of the dangers excessive heat can have on children. Safe Kids reports on average every 10 days a child dies from heat stroke in a vehicle, and over half of these deaths, the caregiver forgot the child was in the car. A car can heat up 19 degrees in just 10 minutes, and cracking a window doesn't help. The National Safety Council stated there were 5 child heat stroke deaths in vehicles in Kansas from 2019 to 2023. These children were aged 2 and under. One of the deaths occurred when the outside temperature was reported at just 59 degrees. Anyone transporting a child should develop habits to avoid forgetting a child. Keep a stuffed animal or other memento in your child's car seat when it's empty and move it to the front seat as a visual reminder when your child is in the back seat. Place a secure your phone, purse, laptop, bag, etc. in the back seat when traveling with your child. If you're a bystander and see a child in a hot vehicle, make sure the child is okay and responsive. If not, call 911 immediately. If the child appears to be okay, attempt to locate the parents. If someone is with you, one person should actively search for the parent while the other waits at the car. You can learn more about protecting kids from heat stroke by visiting www.safekids.org/heatstroke.
Do have one job opening to pass along. Start a new career as an employee owner at Osborne Industries in Osborne. They're now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. You can view complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Jewell County Fair Open Class Scouts Exhibits Check-In at the Quonset is today from 5 to 6 at the Fairgrounds in Mankato at 807 North High. A lot of activities will be taking place on Thursday. The fair begins in earnest on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be quite a few activities going on at the Jewell County Fair. We'll tell you more about that as the week goes on. Also, there is a meet and greet with the candidates for Mitchell County.
The Republican Women's Group is hosting that at the Mitchell County Fair in Beloit in the new fair building. All candidates on the August 6, 2024 ballot are encouraged to come out and participate in getting to know your constituents in Mitchell County. They're getting this out ahead of time so you can be ready for the event. It's a bipartisan event. The meet and greet will be on Thursday, July 25th, July 26th, Friday. And from 4:30 to 8 both days, the women's group will have some home-baked items for sale. For further information, contact Eva, 259-5490, or Dina at 342-6633. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. I'm Dusty Adonis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Coming up in this sportscast, an update on the Royals as they had their game postponed on Tuesday, and also Wimbledon continuing in Grand Slam tennis. It's on this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Kansas City Royals were slated to start a quick two-game series with the Cardinals on Tuesday night, but that game was postponed due to rain in St. Louis, so that makes it a two-game doubleheader series today. The first game will be at 12:45 this afternoon. Alec Marsh, 6-6 with a 4.57 ERA, will go to the mound for the Royals against Andre Pallante of the Cardinals, who's 4-3 with a 4-flat ERA. Royals coming into this two-game doubleheader today at 49-43, Cardinals 48-42, both teams six games above 500. And then in game two here tonight, Michael Wacha will make the start for the Royals, 5-6 with a 3.74 ERA against Sonny Gray. The Cardinals, who's 9-5 with a 3.30 ERA, that's a 6.45. It's a split doubleheader today between the Cardinals and Royals in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. And also in sports, in Wimbledon and Grand Slam tennis, the women's quarterfinals on Tuesday, Donna Vekic, a three-set win to move on to the semifinals, as Jasmine Paolini also picking up a win over Emily Navarro of the U.S., 6-2, 6-1. Paolini, the seventh seed, moving on. And quarterfinal matches underway this morning on the women's side as well. In the men's quarterfinals on Tuesday, Jannik Sinner, the number one seed, defeated by Daniil Medvedev, the fifth seed, in five sets. And despite a win in the first set over Carlos Alcaraz, 12-seeded American Tommy Paul losing to the third seed in four sets, as Alcaraz and Medvedev are on to the semis. Novak Djokovic is also moving on to the semis. The second seed gets a walkover win over ninth-seeded Alex de Minaur. And there's another American remaining in the quarterfinals today. 13-seed Taylor Fritz is on the court in London at the All England Club. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.